Marlene Mims, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, last name M-I-M-S, 11813. Marlene's here today in follow-up after having been seen in the ER for right-sided facial swelling versus droop and suspected allergic reaction. She was seen on the 6th of January. She developed a rash and on the right side of her face and the side of her and also became swollen in that area. She felt numb, but never had trouble with speech, balance, strength, or hearing. ER ultimately ruled out stroke. And thought this may have been a reaction to Bactrim, which she was on for a recent UTI. The ER report is available. They had an EKG done. Solumedrol was given and the urticaria resolved. They suspected allergic reaction rather than TIA or CVA. Antibiotics were not continued. She gives a history of allergy to Augmentin, Zithromax, and now possibly Bactrim. She can think of no other provocative exposures that she might have had. She has a history of allergic rhinitis for which she takes cetirizine, and she would like a refill on that. She'd also like an extra EpiPen in case she has another reaction. We discussed that daily cetirizine instead of PRN would also likely be helpful for urticaria. She's never had an anaphylaxis. She complains of dental pain and will be seeing a dentist for that soon. She hasn't had mucopurulent drainage or other signs of sinus infection, but does want me to take a look. She feels pressure and swelling on the right side of her face in the area that she was affected when she was seen in the ER. But no other URI-type symptoms. She wonders if it could be shingles. She says she did have a shot and did have a childhood varicella. She has not had zoster in the past. She had hives extending onto her neck and back. She does still have mild urinary symptoms, but a UA is normal. We'll send a culture. She has no additional neurologic symptoms. At this time, we discussed the possibility of Bell's, and I think that prednisone would likely be helpful. Both for her allergic reaction and for any residual nerve damage or inflammation that may be present. No additional complaints today. Objective vital signs stable, general pleasant appropriate female, no acute distress. Psychiatric, she is somewhat circuitous in her history giving. I confirm that this is her baseline with Dr. Dillon, D-H-I-L-L-O-N, who has seen her in the past. She does answer answers questions appropriately, and memory is intact. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. TM clear. I see no active infection in the dental, in her dentition. However, she does have an exposed root posteriorly on the right, which she points out to me. Turbinates are pale with clear rhinorrhea. Hair is thinly distributed, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, lungs are clear, work of breathing normal, abdomen benign. Derm, I see no active rash or lesion noted. She does have diffuse hair loss, and we discussed testing her thyroid for that today. Assessment, right facial swelling versus droop with paresthesia. This seems to be related to an allergic reaction, but I think Bell's is still on the differential. Two, allergic rhinitis, recent urticaria. Three, dental pain with exposed root. Four, hair loss. Plan, we'll begin a blood workup today with sed rate, TSH, T3, T4, CBC, CMP. I've given her prednisone both for Bell's and for urticaria, and started cetirizine for the allergic rhinitis and her allergic reaction. She'll follow up in 10 days with Dr. Daskalos, Daskalos. We'll send her labs when available. Note that at time of dictation, her sed rate was 20. There's a slight left shift with neutrophils at 79. White count was overall normal at 8. And thyroid panel was essentially normal with a TSH of 1.97, T3 113, and free T4 of 0.57. Plan. Is to refer for allergy testing to antibiotics, and in general, given the severity of her response, she'll follow up with her dentist for the exposed nerve root and with Dr. Daskalos for any ongoing chronic medical issues. She does know to go to the ER if she has any recurrence of neurologic deficit.